The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. With spring, it's time to freshen up your home and neutralize those old smells with a brand new Woodwick candle. Get in and check out all the fragrances like Beachfront Cottage, Bergamot and Basil, Clean Rain, Cool Linen, and countless others, all on sale right now. Mention Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to purchase smoking-related items. My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Taking some time to observe the media and those that are consumed by it. This time out, it's more about the people I'll get to here in just a bit. We've got some music coming up here in this episode. From our friend Heather Bond out of Nashville, Tennessee, has a great tune we're going to play for you called Secrets. It's one of her latest singles. So we'll have that for you a little bit later on in this particular moment in time. Thank you for doing so, for downloading and listening. Lots of people, man, lots of people. I look at the numbers and I get fascinated by how this thing has spread. We've done absolutely no marketing for this thing. It has absolutely been just straight up word of mouth and social media. And we thank you so much for being a part of it. If you got this through wherever source you got it, if they have a comment section about it, feel free to put in your comments there. You know, if you want to recommend this to other people, that'd be stellar too. That'd be awesome. That, you know, it helps us out in the long run. And we have a good old time doing it. So there is that. This week, an amusing incident occurred. I'll get to that here in just a sec. First of all, let me tell you about this. Conventions are a thing, right? We've been having conventions, I think, as long as there's been mankind on this planet. I think there was probably a caveman convention of some sort. If time where somebody sat down and they decided to have a convention about the best club to use to kill an animal. And they are a thing, and they speak to very specific audiences. There's the, of course, we talked about the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, which is a big group of out-of-touch individuals talking about, you know, about the industry, and I find it amusing. There's like for musicians, there's the NAMM convention that happens in Los Angeles the first of every year. Then there's the what they call the Little NAMM in Nashville that happens in the summertime. Of course, you've also got the Consumer Electronics Show, the CES in Vegas. They have that every January, I believe, January, February. So there's something for everybody out there. And of course, you can't forget things like Comic-Con, all the comic book conventions. Those are big deals because the science fiction community is enormous. And those are actually pretty cool. Other conventions that I have witnessed through the people of social media, the pyramid scheme shit that's out there. Oh, you got to try keto, bro. It's the new thing. Help you lose weight. Eat whatever you want. You know, you can be fat and you won't be fat. And then you just eat our powdered stuff. You put in water and then you get 10 other people to sign up and you all of a sudden you'll never have to work again. It's, you know, that kind of shit. And it takes a different form every time out. I mean, it's either the powdered shit that you put in water or it's the whatever the case may be. Candle conventions. I mean, there's stuff for everybody out there. And I mention this because my wife and I, we were having lunch. We were going downtown. There's a little eatery down there, a neat little cafe called Cafe Keo in downtown Memphis. It's there on Main Street. And we go there on the occasional Saturday, have a bite to eat. They have breakfast there. They have lunch there. They have a bar there. It's just it's a lovely place. And it's one of those places that when you go in, you go to the counter and you place your order and then you go sit down somewhere and then they'll bring it to you. And usually, by the time we get to rolling around on a Saturday, their main rush is kind of over. So we're in between that breakfast and lunch crowd. So we come staggering in there. And as we walked up the alleyway from where we had parked, the windows that look into the place, as I walked by, I couldn't help but notice what was going on inside. And there was a bit of a line, which I thought, well, that's no big deal. I mean, hey, it's kind of busy. That's all right, you know. So we go in. And we're standing in the back of this line, and we're the last ones there at the moment. And the line has, and I'm not talking like a huge line. I mean, there's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 people there. But then it occurred to me that something was sort of different about this line, and the fact that everybody in that line had a few things in common. First of all, they were all women. Just, you know, whatever. And then it occurred to me, every one of them had a baby. Some of them had them in a sling, a backpack type baby thing, carry thing. There was a stroller. And they all had a lanyard around their neck with some plastic ID card of some sort. And the wife is leaning over to me, and she's like, there's something different is happening here. I said, yeah, apparently there is. And I made the joke. Apparently there's some sort of convention in town, because this is sort of what it was. Well, we get to the counter, and we're placing our order, and we're talking to Mandy, who is back there. And Mandy there begins to explain to us exactly what the hell's going on, because we were like making, what is this? You know, what's going on with all these ladies here with their babies? And she kind of rolled her eyes, and she said, I'm not kidding. She said, there's a convention going on in town, and it's called MommyCon. It's a convention of mothers, right? But, you know, as I said at the top of the show, there's a convention for everybody, for anything. And it's a big deal. Conventions are huge. Conventions often have speakers, and they do all sorts of things, you know, and there are traveling conventions, so they get into everybody. They can, and it's a money-making thing, and it is. Well, in Memphis, it was our turn, apparently. And Lord have mercy, were they out, and they were out in force. And we were sitting down there waiting for our lunch to arrive, or breakfast, whatever it was we were having, and I just got to think, what do you have at MommyCon? Well, it turns out there's a shitload of it, because this one woman had come back up to the counter. We were seated near there, and she was getting herself a refill of iced tea or whatever. And of course, my wife is asking, so what's going on? Well, we're here for MommyCon. And this woman could not have been more thrilled about it. And she goes, oh, MommyCon, what is this? She goes, it's a mother's convention, and we talk about all things baby and all things being a mommy. Now, obviously, there's not a man anywhere near this. You know, which begs the question, not even a question, it begs the situation that comes to mind, because I'm a guy, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, dad's at home, shit-faced, and he's gone already to the titty bar 4 or 5 times, because the old lady is down there at MommyCon. See, she come to Memphis for a week, because they do the MommyCon thing, and daddy's at home, no kids, no adult supervision, he's fucked up, and I'm thinking he's the happiest man right now, because his wife is at MommyCon. I think, what a load of horseshit. So the lady, you know, I didn't say that out loud, of course, but the lady leaves, and of course the wife is rolling her eyes about it. She goes, can you believe this? You know, this kind of thing is going on. And we're not parents, as you could probably have gathered by now. My wife and I have no children. We have cats. you know, we're animal people. And there's a convention for that too, I'm convinced of it. But, you know, you have to put it in the perspective that it is. And I said, you do realize that the convention people that have built this thing are just raking in the cash, because they are taking advantage of the fact that these people, these mothers, are out to make sure that they do a good job in raising their kid, which is fantastic. But like anything else, you can carry it a little overboard. just a little overboard. Because I explained to my wife, I said, you do realize that all of these people, all of these mothers and their babies, these are all first-time babies. These aren't second and third children here. Because after your first, you don't give a shit anymore. You've already gone through the whole, this is a new human. I'm having to make sure I don't break it. You're trying to do, you're coddling this child. You're making sure that it's, you know, it's going to be the precious little snowflake that it is. The second and third time out, that's just play, that's just crotch fruit at that point. Oh, I'm imagining, at least I'm trying to imagine, what sorts of things do they have at this convention? Because, you know, if you, now I've got to see more. I'm not interested in any of this thing, but, you know, there has to be more on this. So naturally, I took to the internet. I actually devoted time to this whole thing about MommyCon. And I'm looking at their website right now. And of course, it's a bunch of mothers and stuff. Now, there is a picture of a guy who's got a baby on him. But you could tell by this picture, he's trying to muster up the, he's putting a face on as though he wants to be there, you see. But you know, deep down inside, he has become the shell of a human being that he once was, because his wife has dragged his poor ass to this convention, and all he's interested in is looking at some boobs, maybe, or where's the bar? This isn't the kind of convention I've signed up for. What the hell is all this about? Oh, you're going to this convention, mister. This is your baby, too. So you're just going to have to go learn what it is that I have to go through because I'm a mother. Well, that's the only picture I see on here is of this one poor sap. And they have blogs on their site here as well. For example, the top five must-have things. You need a baby carrier. You need a baby lounger. You need a car seat, swaddle blanket, cloth diapers, all this shit. So you know, naturally you start thinking then, okay, there are speakers at this thing, of course, and they're going to be talking about certain things. They're going to be talking about what it's like to be a mother, or what mother things they've got going on. Mother things like how to properly breastfeed your child. These are the people, though, and I'm going to make this judgment. I know it's not right to judge. I know you shouldn't judge people, but I'm going to in this particular case because there's a convention. Our convention center has been flat out inundated with a bunch of moms, first time out moms. I'm making that judgment right then and there. These are young ladies that are, you know, trying to do the right thing by their children. By going and listening to a speaker to talk about, I don't know, breastfeeding. These are the people that will probably try and sell you on the idea that you should be breastfeeding until the boy has to shave. It's that kind of thing about how to really turn your child into the absolute monster that he's going to be. How to be a helicopter parent. You know, that kind of thing. There's all of this stuff. Now, of course, with the convention, you pay money to go to this thing, and you hope to come away with information that is valuable. Most of the time, you know, it's a bunch of these ladies that are sitting around with their babies bitching about their man, probably. Oh, he just doesn't do enough to change the diapers. I have to do it all the time. Or he just doesn't do it right. Or he's too busy playing with the baby. You know, it's that kind of stuff where they take this shit a little too seriously. But they're sponsors, you see, because conventions attract all of these people. And because they have a very specific audience, they get people who make products that they're going to sell to you, because that's just how it works. It's no different than it is in broadcasting. It's just that you've got your audience in your room with you, and here's the actual commercials, but they're actually selling stuff right there on the spot. And you can walk away with, you probably drop $10,000 and get all of the shit that you need. bottles, diapers, bags, whatever the hell that you that you have to have as a parent. Like I said, I don't have any children. I don't really have the first clue of how to deal with this. Now, Kate and I had this discussion on the air at Radio Memphis in the morning, the show that I do Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's the plug. Got it? There's the plug. But she made the offhand comment knowing full well how my reaction would be. But she said, maybe you and your wife should foster a teenager. And I immediately said, this is not a good idea. This is not even a line of thinking I would even entertain. Because this is just too dangerous. You see, not for me. Well, maybe on certain aspects. Because, you know, I'd be hauled into court because, well, there's a lot of nudity in our house. And you'd forget that if there was a 12 or 13-year-old kid wandering around here that's been, you know, sort of effed up from having to been in the situation that he's in. And then it's like, okay, shut up, kid. This is how you make a whiskey sour. You know, that's not going to go well if I have to explain myself in front of some sort of judge, you see. It's that, you know, and the kid's vocabulary is going to be, well, it's going to be insane. There is that. It's going to be crazy for sure. And we don't need this. I don't want to be responsible for having to put this child through some type of therapy for the rest of their days. Besides, let's think about the simple fact that they are, without a doubt, teenagers. They have a head full of Jell-O. And they are going to wind up getting arrested. They're going to do something stupid. They're going to swipe my liquor, smoke my pot, whatever it is that they're going to do. I'm going to have problems with this. There's going to be murder. it's not even worth entertaining this idea of how this goes, right? Now, I'm over here looking at this MommyCon website, and they have, of course, it's a traveling convention, so they're in various cities. And I'm looking at the one that is going to be in June, the first week of June, in Austin, Texas. They want $45 a skull to get your ass into this thing. So yeah, they're making money. That they are. I can't imagine that they would charge the kids, I suppose, but I'm not going to get too deep into this sort of thing. But, you know, it's crazy. It's MommyCon. Oh, my God. Just the panels like how to deal with diaper rash, how to bail your kid out of jail. And like I said, this is all first kid stuff, man. But by the time they have child number two, child number three, that sort of thing, I don't care. I was the second child in my family. My sister, she was the one that benefited, I guess, from being the first child. I was the second. By the time I came around, pretty much nobody gave a shit. You know, I could almost get away with murder at this point, because I know I was a hellion from my parents, and that's just all there was to it. But the times that I grew up in, it was get your ass outside, go get out of the house. That's what it was. My sister was probably one of these people that, as she was a youngster, was probably looked after and cared better for. Not that my parents did anything wrong. But, you know, my sister was the little angel, you see. She was the one that was sort of coddled. That's a fine thing. She's a great woman. I love my sister to death. The fact that by the time I came around, my mother had enough of the whole child thing. And, of course, one girl, one boy in the family. Now, when the boy comes along, I don't think that they were fully prepared for what they had unleashed onto the world. So, yeah, it was, you're going outside and you're not coming back in until I come get you. So there was a lot of time I spent out in the backyard. I was fortunate enough to have a house that we had a backyard, a fenced-in backyard. So it was me, a dog, a rock, and a stick. And that's what we entertained ourselves with back in those days. My sister had dolls. She had, you know, I had some toys and stuff too. But, you know, for the most part, as a guy, you're out there, you know, you're just doing boy shit. That's just what you do. My sister would be in her bedroom. She would have her dolls. She'd have her stuff. She was doing girly things, which is, I guess, what you do. I'm doing boy things. I'm making, you know, I'm performing some sort of chemical experiment in the backyard with shit that I found laying on the ground, you know, that kind of thing. Just doing all this kind of stuff. And it was, you know, for the longest time as I was growing up, it was like my name was Stop That. That was it. Stop that. Go get out. Go somewhere else. Because the first, 8 years of my life, I was the remote control for the parents watching television. That's just what I did, you know. Had there been a mommy con at the time that my sister was around, I doubt my mother would have gone to it because it would have been a whole different deal. But yeah, there is a difference between that first child and the second child for sure. The third one is like, you got a third kid in the house. It's like, oh, it's you again. It's that. That's that. I feel sorry for the third child because the second one is under parental supervision to a certain extent. But the third one, it's like, do I know you? Where did you come from? So fortunately, I didn't have to worry about all of that. But yeah, the mommy convention thing, like I said, everybody has their thing, and it's great. I suppose if you want to raise your kids this way, if you want to do these sorts of things, that's fantastic. I do have problems with people expecting the rest of society to raise their children. And this is how I'm going to tie this all back together. You see, because think about this for a moment. I have been chastised in the past as an entertainer, as a broadcaster, that my show is sometimes not suitable for children. And I will quickly remind them that it's never for children. I'm not Mr. Rogers, and this sure as shit ain't Sesame Street. Why you're letting your kid get involved in the things that I'm doing is beyond me. But, you know, that's your problem. Well, you shouldn't talk like that because the kids might hear it and, oh, that's just wrong. They want to shelter these kids. They want to turn them into these little kids that don't know any better. This is why the current generation of the youngsters out there, the hipsters, if you will, the millennials, they're staying home until they're 30. That's the plan. They don't want to get into society. They don't want to get into life. They don't want to deal with this. I can understand why, but they would rather just be looked after by their mothers for the rest of their time. And this is another alarming thing that comes out from some of these things. And I've met these people. Especially it's the mother. I have met mothers who claim that their children are their drinking buddies. They're their partners, which is kind of bizarre. So you got this guy and he goes out with his mom. Everyone goes, well, it's Sunday. We're having brunch together. We go to the bar and we get drunk together. Look, I love my mother to death, but I don't know that I want to get drunk with her. I mean, that's just a recipe for all sorts of horrible things that are going to come out of one of us's face. That's just, you know, in vino veritas, my friend. Getting drunk with your parents is probably not the wisest of things, and that's when shit really starts to happen. Now, granted, as you get older, you get to be my age and you have a good, healthy relationship with your parents, if you still have them, and you can have those types of conversations, but they're tempered. They're kept under the proper spotlight that they're supposed to be. But this convention is really nothing more than creating a whole breed of people now that are going to go through life that have been the first child. They will have been spoiled beyond all means of existence. And they're going to wonder why, when life hands them some bad news, why they can't cope with it, why they can't handle it. Why did little Bobby lose his job? Because Bobby's a loser. That's why. Because Bobby couldn't do his job. Oh, Mom, I lost my job because they said I was a loser. Oh, well, let's sue them. Instead of, if I lost a job, the first thing that would come out of my family's face is, what the fuck did you do? Well, they wouldn't say it quite like that, but they'd say, well, what happened? What did you do? It's not the company. Yeah, okay, you work for a bunch of monsters, but still, what did you do? When Clear Channel let me go, that conversation happened. granted, it was brief, and my family knew that you know, look, times the broadcasting time at that time was coming apart at the seams, and it was, at first it was, well, what the hell did you do? And then immediately it was like, oh well, then they get on your side about these sorts of things. But still, the first thought is, Jesus, did you fuck this up too? Nowadays, it's completely different. The onus is now on mommy to carry the entire load of this child for as long as they possibly can, instead of the old idea of, ha, shit, you're 18, get your ass out of my house. Get a job, get an apartment, and get the F out. That was the generation of which I grew up in, and many of you are probably in that same situation, or have been in that same situation, but... Once again, having said all of this, you just have to keep in mind what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with these people that's like, Mom, it's, you know, I'm 34. I need to get out now. Oh, no, you're not, young man. You're just, I haven't met your girlfriend yet, and I have to approve her. And of course, these mothers will never approve of whatever woman that this boy brings home. It will never happen. It will never happen, because nobody can be as good as mother. It's a dangerous precedent that's being set right here. If you can't tell by now, I'm against it. I'm against a lot of things, but this thing I think I'm against, because I think I have not been to MommyCon. I don't know anything about MommyCon aside from what they're putting out on their website. And there's a statement here of which I will read. Whether you are attending or thinking of joining us at MommyCon this year, we have something for every new family. Our event focuses on new and expectant families through toddlerhood. Being part of the MommyCon community is something every family should experience in person in a city near you. Uh-huh. Yes. And I like how they put it through toddlerhood. I guess because they figure by the time you got a toddler on your hands, all bets are off. Perhaps. Look, I'm along for the ride like you. I don't have kids, not going to have any kids. I'm sure as shit not going to foster anybody, and I'm not going to adopt anybody. I'll leave the parenting up to you. That's y'all's job, not mine. You know, so such is that. God damn.
You can now learn guitar in a structured manner online and do it at your pace. From absolute beginners to advanced players, the New York City Guitar School can get you on the right path on guitar proficiency for less than $30 a month. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get started today. And right now, there's even a free course called Guitar Hacks for Beginners you can take to see if this course is even right for you. Look at their ad at radio-memphis.com right now and get started.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Their direct quote is this. Management anticipates that our financial statements to be issued for the 3 months ended March 31st, 2017 will include disclosure indicating there will be substantial doubt as to our ability to continue as a going concern for a period of 12 months following the date of the first quarter 2017 financial statements are issued. That's what they said in its filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. Well, they got some problems. And what are these problems? Well, the loans that were taken place to finance the purchase of Clear Channel at that time, $28 billion, there was no income to satisfy those payments.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Oh, it's just so delightful. Oh, look, I'm learning how to breastfeed. My boy is 9 years old and he's still breastfeeding. I don't even, what is the appropriate age to not be doing that? No. Oh, I'm so confused. Well, if you went to MommyCon, you would learn that you could breastfeed all the way up till the boy's 22. Yeah, y'all are creeping me out. All right. That's probably why they didn't do this in Arkansas, because, you know, there'd just be too many weird things that are in that. All right, enough of all of that. It's time to get into some music. Got a good song here for you. This is a lovely young lady by the name of Heather Bond. She is a piano player, and of all things, and a wonderful singer. And she is in the Nashville area. Yes, we do play music from Nashville, because there's no Radio Nashville. the Nashvillians, if you will, the Nashvillians, they have to send their music to Memphis to get played. You know, hey, and we're picky about it. And Heather made the cut for sure. This is a great tune. It's one of her more recent singles. It came out, I want to say, about a year ago, I guess. And she's been working, I know she's working on a bunch of stuff right now. She does play a lot. She's lovely. Her name is Heather Bond. The song is called Secrets. And here it is from Radioland.
Get off my case, at least try to believe what I say. I'm not lying to you, but you're making me want to. Every time you ask me why and who and how, you put me in a box. And every time you lose your mind, I wonder why, 'cause I did nothing wrong. I'm not keeping any secrets, I'm not telling lies, I'm not trying to deceive you, I'm just loving you if you let me try.
Bond, Secrets at Radio Memphis. You can find her in social media. You can certainly find her on Facebook, because I'm looking at her right now on her Facebook page. You give it a like, and you know, have you a fine time with it. She's got some other new music up there. She's got a song called So Long, which is also a fine tune, and some other cool stuff. So if you want to learn more about Heather and how to get her music, hell, she'll play a party for you. She'll probably come to your house and sit at the foot of your bed and play the guitar. I don't know about all of that, quite frankly. I'm probably making promises I can't keep, but still, there's that. And such as it is. So find her. Heather Bond is the artist you just heard there, and the song was called Secrets. All right, kids, you heard what's coming up next time. I'm done. I'm out of here. Got to go to MommyCon. Got to learn how to get my girlish figure back into shape after having this child. Lord. Y'all be sweet, will you? Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for Christ's sake, stop shooting each other. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.